Do you agree that this is one of those teams that if everybody's there, it's greater than the sum of its parts? And when they're missing a guy like Boland, as we've said, and Bozak, the league is about slotting. And if you got your guys slotted in the right spot, you're okay. The minute you got to move a 3-1 or a 4-2, you got problems, right?
And I've said this for a couple of years about where the depth is. And you know, in most cases, in the first years, this is my third year doing this with the Fan 590 and Leaf Nation. And I said they had different guys in the wrong slots. And you could tell that in the National Hockey League, because the you know, everybody, they do so much thinking on who fits where and when and how many minutes and who they can play against and who they can match up with. And when you're not in the right slot or you have to move somebody, not because of they didn't earn it, and I want to make this perfectly clear, because I think anybody in the National Hockey League that gets there because it's hard work, I think you deserve an opportunity. It doesn't always mean that you can fit in, you know, into that higher slot. There's, you know, positions like I was a 5-6 defenseman, at times maybe a 3-4, but really I was at 4-6. You know, that was probably the best situation for me. And unfortunately, you know, I realize it when I'm older. You don't realize it when you're a player, but you realize it when you sit back and say, you know, sometimes I struggled against this or that. And I think the Leafs are in that. And as much as, you know, injuries are across the board, we saw Pittsburgh the other day, you know, 9 guys out, 10 now. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. We saw you a month ago, Edmonton and Montreal, you know, 8-7. When they were playing, they had 15 guys out between two teams. And we're talking about regulars. So I look at, you know, where guys are slotted. In some cases, they were slotted because of that was the only depth and the talent they had in the Toronto Maple Leaf organization. I think they're way better in regards to who's playing where. I still believe the defensive back end is a little, you know, needs to be improved in regards to who's playing where and how many minutes they're getting. But I think with Boland and Bozak out, you lose that opportunity with Boland to either jump into the second position at center or play the third, depending on the situation and how Kadri's playing, because he's a young centerman right now and his consistency level is struggling. But Bozak, that chemistry with Kessel, no matter if you don't want him to be number one, you can't argue with it. So I believe in that. I believe where guys are slotted, how many minutes they're playing and who they're playing against really is a coaching decision and a management decision. If you want success, you have to get the right guys in the right slot.
Okay, so you made such a good point in terms of the slotting, and you don't care whether Bozak's a number two, a number three, a number one, as long as he's playing with Kessel, the chemistry's there. Don't disagree with any of it. And you also brought up the number of minutes and who those minutes are slotted against. Yep. That brings me to Dion Phaneuf, and a guy who is a lightning rod for controversy and for praise, and who, as we know, is an unrestricted free agent. And look, on some metrics, Dion Phaneuf is a top three NHL defenseman, and his agent Pat Morris will tell you that, and other people will tell you that. They will tell you that Dion Phaneuf plays more quality minutes than just about anybody in the NHL. He doles out more hits than just about anybody in the NHL, and he plays in more crucial situations against more top-end talent. And that yet he is not mentioned in the same breath as Suter, as Chara, as Carlson, as Doughty. We can go down the list, right? We'd name 10 defensemen before we name Dion Phaneuf. Yet, to the Toronto Maple Leafs, Dion Phaneuf is arguably, outside of goaltending, the most important player on the team.
Well, yeah, he's that fire door, right? The one that you don't want to... He's the guy. And if you look at, I mean, I think, and I was hard on Dion, and I think his game has evolved into the sense that where he does less, but he gets more done. And that's, you know, and you cannot really argue that with a lot of young defensemen, a lot of young forwards, or a lot of just, say, players in general that come up to the National Hockey League. They're so busy trying to impress that, you know, they take chances one way and then it hinders their, you know, their ability to do something else. So I think Dion figured it out, the captaincy and all that, the pressure of that, learning maturity. You know, he got married. I know a lot of people don't think this is, you know, means much, but, you know, stability, maturity, all these things make you a better player. And I think Dion certainly has figured out that, you know, he can't afford, if he's playing the minutes, like this year I like his minutes better than I liked last year. Last year, and I've been arguing this, way too many minutes, and then people want, how come he's not killing people? He's not running around taking their heads off. He's not jumping up the ice and joining the rush. He's not this. When you're playing 27, 28 minutes, it's very difficult. You play a controlled, calm game. You look at Suter. I mean, though he gets the minutes because he's on the power play, I mean, in Minnesota, but he's not a guy that runs around and does a lot. His conditioning is unbelievable, and I believe Dion Phaneuf's conditioning is unbelievable. He's a guy that has to, you know, limit the chances he takes offensively so he can play defensively and really pick his spots in regards to standing up and battling, because that takes a lot out of you. So, but Dion, you can argue with him not being a number one, but he's Toronto's number one, and I think he's done a really good job. And you look at his plus-minus and the guys he's played against day in and day out this year, and you can't argue with that, I don't think. And I think the benefit of that is that Randy Carlyle has cut his minutes down by a couple. And I always go back to the Crosby scenario. They used to say about Sidney Crosby, how come he doesn't kill penalties? How come he's only playing 20, 21 minutes? Well, they said because when you put him on the ice, he goes 900 miles an hour, and you can't control how much energy he's burning. So if I give him that penalty kill, that could be 2 minutes a game times 82 games. How much energy is he going to burn and not have for the playoffs? So I look at those 2 minutes don't seem like a lot to a lot of people. But I think it's a huge number at the end of the day and at the end of the year that'll give Dion the energy he needs to, you know, to play a solid game in the crunch coming into the playoffs and hopefully in the playoffs.
It's 9:50, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. I'm Joey Vendetta on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, in on the Jeff Blair Show. Rick Natras, the co-host of the Leafs Nation pre- and post-game show, will be on tonight right here on Sportsnet 590. The Fan is with us. And let's set up tonight's game.
Yeah.
The slumping Toronto Maple Leafs, right? Mm-hmm. Not a lot going right over the last few weeks. They open with a pretty solid record, but the alarm bells are sounding for Randy Carlyle. He's saying, yeah, you know what? We're winning, but we are giving up a ton of shots, right? So Toronto has allowed 50 goals over this last stretch, and they've been sliding, right? They're 3-8-2 back to November 25th, giving up a league-high 15 on the power play, which was such a strength last year, and it isn't this year.
Yep.
You know, they're playing against the Coyotes team that at 18-10-5, again, doesn't have superstars. But when you've got guys like, you know, Bodker, Keith Yandel, Shane Doan, Mike Smith, all solid players and guys that contribute and do all the little things that are right. And I will argue that Dave Tippett might be the best coach in the NHL over the last 5 years and the job that he's done. What do the Leafs need to do tonight to win this game and turn things around?
Well, first, the Tippett scenario, I think so. The environment in Phoenix was, you know, how do you keep guys focused when you don't even know if you're going to be living there next week, right? And are you going to be able to sell your house? You know, that whole scenario until they got this new ownership is, I think he's done a great
job. I met Anthony LeBlanc last night. You want to talk about a guy having a good time? What a good guy. He was like singing karaoke when I met.
Well, hey, at least he's happy.
Terrible
now, right?
Rick.
For many years,
Rick.
I don't think he could be.
No.
What I mean?
He's from Thunder Bay, too. By the way, Rick, terrible singer, good owner.
Well, I bet that. You know what I mean? I bet. But I just think that, you know, Phoenix and Dave Tippett, he instills a defense first. You know, so much like Carlisle, I think, you know, the makeup is a little different. The salary structure in Phoenix was in a certain, you know, situation. So I think that they had to come away with, you know, what they want. But they look at, you look at Phoenix and they feel that they're strong down the middle, and being strong down the middle allows them to, you know, play guys head-to-head in regards to running three to four lines. And Dave Tippett, the West is a four-line team. I look at Toronto Maple Leafs, I look at Randy Carlyle, and I, you know, we're watching the games, and I'm watching the games too. And I've been around a long time and, you know, played on some pretty good teams, fortunately, and watched a lot of good hockey either from the bench or the press box, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, I look at the Toronto team and they're winning and everybody's, this is great, and they went off the rush and they're winning, you know, this and that and the other thing. And I'm like Randy. I'm, you know,
you're concerned.
Yeah, you're concerned.
Right?
Randy can't say anything. I can because I've been there, done that.
Yep.
And I'm saying, well, you know, they're getting lucky. You can't rely on your goaltenders that much. Oh, you know, they're winning. So that is true. You win, you take a win no matter what, but you're supposed to learn off those wins.
Yeah, and your luck's going to run out. Listen, Rick, we got to go because we got a break here. But, folks, listen tonight, Rick Natras, him and Gord Stellick, they do a great job on the show, Leaf Nation. It's on before and after the game. Rick, thanks very much for doing this.
Thanks.
Rick Natras with us at 9:52. Joey Vendetta. When we return, we will talk to a gentleman who watches more hockey than just about anyone you will ever meet. When we return on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, it's Mike Murphy.